This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's been a very confusing baseball season. I'm not going to lie to you here. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, up, down, up, down, up, 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 down, down, down. Been all over the map with these teams, and I'm not going to go nuts about last night because even in the Yankee win, I mean, 9 home runs is just, it's the Little League. They just went bonkers, but you still saw some things that should bother you. Ton of strikeouts, some shoddy defense. You know, the Mets finally get a real length in the starting with Peterson going 8 innings. Thank you, Robbie, which is obviously very important for this team. So I'm not going to go nuts and say that I have incredible confidence because I don't. I'd be lying to you that both of these teams are about to go on a real run and get themselves right and maybe even win divisions and maybe really go deep into October. I haven't felt that in a while, and I can't just jump on the air and say that today after, well, in the Yankees' case, you know, winning 3 on the road against St. Louis and then winning last night against the Rays, and, of course, the Mets trying to get their act together. And the Mets' big four starting to click together, something Sal's talked about for a while. Sal's off, by the way. So I admit this season has confused me, all right, because it's only confused me in this regard for both teams. When you're up the way the Yankees and the Mets were up for a while to start the season, like if that's legitimately who you are, and I know that there's twists and turns of the season. Clearly, it's cyclical. It's a long year. Things happen. Understood. Blah, blah, blah. But when you are that up and you look that good and you look dominant and you are believable, and the year before, both teams went far. Of course, the Yankees no longer have Soto, but you get the point. Still a lot of good players there. I never understood, and I never will, I mean, for 7 to 10 to 12 to 15 days, but for 2 months, how so up could become so down. And it's frustrated me, and it's confused me, and it's left me scratching my head because it hasn't been, and again, talking about both teams right now, it hasn't just been one thing. That's easy to identify. That's easy to address in a trade deadline, which both GMs tried to do. And I think hopefully, and I think that they did when it's all stabilized and all said and done. I think both bullpens will be very good. But you think about the starting pitching. Yankees have had a ton of injuries, and the Mets have really battled length issues most of this. Oh, well, not most of the season. Early on, they were actually really good. And then the last couple of months, they were not. Relief pitching has been an absolute circus. Defense, more for the Yankees during that span than the Mets, but defense has been problematic. Base running has been problematic. So there's been so many different versions of both of these teams that I really don't know what to believe. But I feel as if I'm kind of back to believing what I believed coming into the season, which is not amazing, but certainly more than I was a week ago or a month ago. And that's both teams are good. And that both teams are also flawed. And hopefully both teams will be able to get their act together by the time it's all said and done. You got to get hot. You know, we could sit here and we could talk about all the different baseball things that we talk about, but if you're not hot to start the season, it really doesn't mean much. And this is a massive week for the New York Yankees. Absolutely massive. Now, I was driving back from playing golf last night. Got to get ready for the Francesa Open. Hopefully Sal was at the range right now. That's going to be a circus tomorrow. But I'm coming back, and I was in the car for a little bit, and I played after the show, so I didn't really get home until about 8:45. So Yankees were delayed, obviously recording both games on TV, listening to the Mets, Howie, and was that you? Did I hear Howie? I don't think I heard Howie now. I think it was Keith. Either way, get a chance to be in the car for a while listening to baseball, which was really nice. And it was just a pleasant ride. It wasn't hammering us over the head and a regurgitation of everything that's gone awry. And I'm going to make a little deal. All right, I'm going to make a little deal with everybody. I am prepared at least now, like moving forward. And if these issues pop back up, well, then I don't know what to tell you. But right now, I think I'm prepared to let bygones be bygones. And I want to lean into this season and enjoy it. I really do. I want to lean into it, and I want to enjoy the upside and not get hung up on the negatives. But can you fault me? Can I fault you for all the calls you've made to Sam and I and all the shows here at the station complaining about myriad issues, issue after issue after issue? But, guys, we're getting to the final leg of the race here. There's 30-something games to go, and if it took a couple of twists and turns, we had to cover our eyes to avoid looking at the car wreck for a little bit, if we had to complain about elements of underachievement, if all of that energy got us to now, which is a much better place, well, then I'm here for it. And I'm going to, not because I want to say it, not because I think that you want to hear it, I'm feeling it more than I felt it in a while for both teams. And that's a good starting point, so let's go. Good night, no doubt about it. 888-808-1019. By the way, I'll get to the, I feel bad for our guy Boone. I'll get to the Boone Judge stuff next segment. 888-808-1019. BT and Sound on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair, promise you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Again, very confounding baseball season for me. There's been everything. There's been screaming, there's been, puffing at our chest, putting our feet up on the table, we good, and everything in between. Now, I don't know where these final 30-some-odd games take us, but for me, it feels like they're both starting to turn the corner enough to jump in and lean in, and that's what I'm doing. All right, let me get first up Ralphie in Manhattan, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's happening, Ralph? How you doing today?
BT, what's happening? Last night was the exception to the rule. You know, you got the guy actually playing, pitching old time baseball, 8 innings, BT.
Yep.
And it rarely happens. When it happens, you look at it and say, wow, this is incredible. This is what baseball is all about. I cannot tell you how many games have been decided by a shoddy bullpen. Not just the Mets, not just the Yankees, all through baseball. The guy pitches his heart out, maybe 5 innings. There's no way in hell he should be taken from the game. But in fact, this whole formula, this whole protocol, the guy, inevitably comes out, removes him from the game for no apparent reason sometimes. And the whole season is hinging on your bullpen. And when your whole season is hinging on your bullpen, you have no real control, BT, over what's going on, because these guys are hit and miss from outing to outing. Mm-hmm. They're not even the same from one outing to the other. You don't know what you're getting, a total crapshoot. And I wonder, how long can this go on? Major League Baseball has to change in this facet. Don't you agree?
Well, what are they going to change? I mean, in terms of the length that the young starters get, I think that's an organizational thing. And thanks for the call. No, you're not wrong. I mean, guys, we talk about, see, it's funny, we say something, and we mean it, and we know it, and then when it comes to fruition, it's like we want to know why it's happening. When we told you it's going to happen, and I don't just mean me and Sal or all the shows, whatever, I'm talking about all of us, when we engage in just basic baseball dialogue, how many times have we said on the air, how many times have you called up and said, I mean, these bullpens going to be shot by July? Well, that's pretty much what happened, because when there's a lack of length, and there's an over-reliance on arms out of the bullpen, this is the byproduct. So we shouldn't be stunned. And listen, guys, we also shouldn't be so narrow-minded, you know, lack of perspective to think that only the Yanks and the Mets have been plagued by this. Now, certainly there's a few other situations in baseball that have more stable bullpens. I get that. There's a couple of situations in baseball that have gotten more, because this pretty much is an epidemic in baseball where you get, you know, 4, 3 2/3, 5 1/3, and it's just a nightly basis, you know, 3, 4, 5 bullpen arms. And even if a guy only throws 10 or 11 pitches, well, guess what? He's got to get up. He's got to warm up. He's got to go full exertion during warm up to make sure that he's good. And then he's on the mound. Then there's a different energy you expend when you try to get the best hitters out in the world. So this is baseball. What can baseball do about it? Really nothing, unless you incentivize, which you're never going to do. I'm just throwing something stupid out. I mean, unless you incentivize teams to, and rewarded teams by having starters go longer and deeper, you know, and that would lead to the minimization of all these middle relief arms. But that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So this is, rather than reinvent the wheel, because I think it's impossible to do it at this point, just embrace where we are. And, you know, understand, again, this is a Yankee Met thing here pertaining to both teams. Understand that when both teams' stars show up and hit, and I do think it's very appealing that the Mets' top four are beginning to gel simultaneously. You know, Judge is starting to hit the ball a little bit better. The Yankees, I mean, 9 home runs. I don't get too wrapped up on the home runs. You remember, I guess that was the first Twins game where the Yankees scored 6 runs but hit 4 solo home runs. I didn't go nuts about that because, to me, that was the model that I've seen too often. And too often, an over-reliance or abundance of home runs and a lack of either situational hitting or clutch hitting or bullpen or whatever other, you know, defense, whatever, the World Series against the Dodgers. Like, I am long past going bonkers over home runs. But when the home runs come and the other stuff is there, and there's been enough evidence for both of these teams that they're beginning to marry into one, well, now I can begin to reformulate what I think that these teams could do. And that's where I am, but it feels good. Let me get Phil in Dublin, Pennsylvania, free Odyssey app, BT and Sal. What's happening, Phil?
Hey, BT, how are you?
I'm good, bud. How you doing?
Two points. I want to make one point that I talked about in advance and make another two relating to what you just said. First point is, I think both teams are not as good as they think they are when things are going well, and not as bad when they're in the slump. I think overall you're talking about teams that are pretty good. They're not great teams. You know, they're pretty good teams, right? And most of baseball is pretty good. I would say probably the Milwaukee Brewers are the only team that's excellent so far this year, right? But my second point relates to what you were just talking about, which is the pitching. The use of starting pitchers by Aaron Boone has been terrible. Like, automatically, almost, he takes these guys out after 5 innings or at the beginning of the 6th inning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know starting pitcher mentality. These starters, they want to go longer some cases, right? And when you think about it, right, using 44% of your game, which is 4 innings out of every 9 for your bullpen, no wonder the bullpen just
Phil, off, hold right? on one sec, Phil, because I want to have a conversation about something. So you talk about how, and you just said, these are your words, not mine, how these starting pitchers want to go deeper. You said that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I agree, but if they're not conditioned to go deeper, then it doesn't really matter what they want.
Well, I think they potentially could be conditioned
well,
to
that's
go
different.
Deeper.
Potentially is different than being conditioned.
True.
Okay.
True.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like there's way too much reliance on pitch counts. It's ridiculous. There's not going to be that much difference between 100 pitches and 105. You know, nothing magical happens at the 100th pitch, right?
I agree.
The guy just, you know, 5 more pitches. Come on.
I agree. I agree. Now, last night, thanks for the call there, Phil. So with Rodon, right, you see the score. Like, say if you didn't watch the game, like, oh, my God, the Yankees hit 9 home runs. Perfect day to just throw fastballs and challenge hitters and have a fairly economical pitch count and, you know, go 7 innings, right, and let everybody relax. Like, there's no way Tim Hill doesn't need to pitch again. Well, he did. Well, but the reason that he did is because Carlos Rodon, first of all, Jazz's defense was all over the map last night. I don't know what the hell was going on with him. But he just really labored. At one point in the second inning, he was, now, I don't know exactly what he finished at in the second because I was in the middle of something, but at one point I looked up and I said, I said 46 pitches in inning number two. So is that Boone's fault? No. I mean, I know he was sweating. He didn't have a great grip on the ball. He was throwing a lot of pitches. Clearly, the defense wasn't exactly airtight. You add it all up, and you look up, and you know, 60-something in the third or whatever it was, and you're not going deep. No matter what you say, no matter what I say, no matter how much we pine for the old days, you know, you want your head to spin. Rami, do me a favor, just or Dove, since Rami's on the phone. Look this up real quick, Dove. Help me out. I know I've done it before, but I just want exact point of reference. Go back to Tom Seaver's stats. Let's go back to Tom Seaver. Now, the money and the reliance of these franchise, and I don't mean like bonus draft money. I'm talking about big contract money that Garrett Cole got, that Skubal's about to get, that Fried got, that kind of stuff, right? But you look at Tom Seaver's early years, and I know they were back in the day. Well, yeah, back in the day, they used their legs when they pitched. I think Tom Seaver may have had the best, most mechanically flawless windup of all time because he used his lower half, which absorbs some of the pain and some of the taxing on his shoulder and his elbow. But anyway, he comes out, and he's like 21, 22. He's throwing 297 innings. Can you read, Dove, in succession, say the first 5 years of just the innings pitch for Tom Seaver?
In 67, 251.
As a rookie, yeah.
68, 278.
Wow.
69, good year for the Mets, 273 yeah. and a third.
There you go.
1970, 290 and two-thirds.
Yeah, that's the one that jumped out to me. Okay, 290! 290!
And 71, it was 286 and a third.
I mean, it's... Now, to be fair to the conversation, at that point, Tom Seaver and, you know, all the others, the Gibsons, the Marischals, the greats, right? And even those into the 70s and 80s, Nolan Ryan, etc. And even to an extent, somebody like Greg Maddux and Randy Johnson and Clemens to an extent because steroids infiltrated the game. But back then, like when Tom Seaver's coming up, number one, he's facing a pitcher. So he's got eight guys he's got to mow down. And of the eight who actually can theoretically hit because still two or three could not, two guys were threats to drop down bunts or a little punch and Judy, you know, six hopper the other way to right field. So you can navigate that much more stress-free. And when you do that, you can throw, because the last call is right. It's not about the pitch count per se. It's about, you know, how laborious is the outing. And when you've got a guy, and, you know, right now, to at least defend the modern game to an extent, even those guys, these guys, everybody seemingly hits 220, 230, it drives me nuts. But every one of these guys, maybe with the exception of Tampa's leadoff hitter, who's got no home runs, I mean, you know, Arias from San Diego. Almost every batter, if you leave a fat pitch, can take you yard. And you've got to prevent and you got to guard against the fat pitch. And when you do that, it's the overexertion. And when you overexert just to get through an inning or a seven hitter, like the guys back in the day didn't have to, residually that adds up. So there's a lot of reasons why these guys don't go deep. It's not necessarily anybody's fault. But it is what it is. Let me get Sal in Brooklyn. Sal, BT and Sal on the fan. What's going on, Sal?
BT, what's going on, my good man?
Hello, Sal. Well.
Hey, listen, we're starting pitching. I mean, seriously. It's scripted. Right now, every team sits down. You know it. And you say it all the time. It's just that people aren't listening to you or Sal when you go through it.
Yep.
Booney already has it scripted out for him. It's not him coming out to pull somebody out because he says the guy's washed. He gets him from upstairs that says, hey, he's at 100 pitches, take him out. Peterson didn't go eight innings because he was pitching great. He went eight innings because he was at 87 pitches. It's not about how they're pitching, man. Come on, you know
well,
that.
Well.
Seaver, hang on,
go ahead, Sal.
Seaver, and I loved him. A Yankee fan, I loved Seaver the way he pitched. But these guys in the old days, Gibson, Seaver, you could throw out Carlton, whoever.
Yep.
They didn't come out with trying to reach 100 miles an hour with every pitch.
Yeah.
They pitch.
Yeah, I know.
They weren't afraid to pitch to contact. Man.
I know.
They were just taught different. I'm not mad at today's game.
No.
But if everybody's trying to crush Boone, I mean, he's done some bonehead things. Don't get me wrong. But to say, oh, he took him out after 4.5. The guy's had 102 pitches. That's it. That's like the Mendoza line for pitches. You had 100, get him out.
Yeah.
Depends
where you are in the game. Thanks for the call there, Sal. Now, Boone did come out, was I guess a week or so, 10 days ago, and Max Fried convinced him to stay out there. He let him. Didn't necessarily work out. But I don't listen, and we'll, even though we had Aaron on yesterday, and we ask him this stuff all the time, and we'll get to the Boone Judge stuff next. I'll incorporate that coming up here on the show, I promise. We'll get back to the calls as well. But it's not, okay, it's written in stone. You know, we get to 100 pitches, he's out. It's mapped out, and I don't love it, but I understand it. It's collaborative. It is mapped out. It's like, okay, if we get to this part of the game with this kind of a lead and this part of the order is up based on where our pitcher is or could be, like there are multiple scenarios that are laid out. And, you know, that's okay, provided it's not 100% that's what we're doing. Sometimes the eyes have to tell a different story. And, like, I'll give you an example. Like, if you have a very early pitch count that is just, it's trending the wrong direction, you're like, oh, this is going to be four innings. And after throwing 45 over two or even 50 over two, you start to cruise and you get some quick contact, some quick outs. Nobody's squaring up the baseball. Well, in my opinion, you know, even though you get to a pitch count that is untenable for most, I would let him keep going because the most recent eye test tells me there's an adjustment made. Let him go with it. Let me save an arm. Let me roll the dice. It's not what they do. But the bottom line is this. For me, today, I'm feeling pretty good about these teams today. And I've wanted to feel really good about these teams all year. I haven't. Outside of spurts to start the season. The inconsistencies have been maddening. Nobody says it's got to go on forever. Is this the start of a galvanizing Yankee and Met run to finish up the regular season? BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Got some good football stuff for you today, talking Yanks and Mets. And I ask you the question out of the chute here. Both teams showing signs of busting out. Is it real? We've been down this road before with this team, with both of these teams this year. And listen, I also said to start the show that to me, I've said this before, I think it's become very hard to decipher what's real and what's not. You know? And, you know, I get a lot of this. Wow, God, you guys change your opinion. I mean, wow. Yeah, because when I am provided evidence to the contrary, I am open-minded enough to change my opinion. Otherwise, I would just be, you know, married to something that's wrong. Now, the new opinion can also be wrong, but that's the dance we do. And you think about this year, I'll get back to the calls, as I said, but from a Yankee perspective, you know, okay, I didn't love it because I wanted Soto. I liked the pivot to plan B. Thought they'd catch the ball better. All that stuff we talked about a million times. And by the way, for a while they did. And then they morphed into a train wreck. They were starting to look like the Savannah Bananas without trying to actually look like the Savannah Bananas, you know? And I was confused and I was pissed, and so were you. And then the Mets, who, even though they got to the NLCS, were, it was just so obvious how much better the Dodgers were last year in the playoffs. Well, you guys get Juan Soto, and I'm sitting there saying, all right, I mean, Vientos, year two, here we go. And, you know, Alvarez, growth there, and do this and do that, and all the reasons why I thought the Mets would be good this year, there was just a lot of evidence to the contrary. I mean, the Yankees starting rotation coming into the season was supposed to be, don't forget about this, guys, was supposed to be Gerrit Cole, hasn't thrown a pitch, Luis Gil has wound up missing 85 to 90% of the season, and Clark Schmidt, you know, who's a back of the rotation guy, and maybe in a way, it's, I don't want to say it's a blessing in disguise that he got hurt, but it did open the door for Schlittler, who I really like, but Clark Schmidt, for a winning team with, you know, 95-plus win aspirations and a World Series aspiration with a big-time offense most nights, that's a terrific fifth starter. So 60% of the Yankees' rotation, not here. And then for the season. And then Minaya missed a massive chunk. And then Senga went down. And then Vientos was invisible. So when I tell you, I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say it. I throw my hands up, I'll say, I don't know if it's fully real because there's been so many mixed signals and different storylines that you'd have to have, you know, you'd be the biggest homer in the world or just naive maybe to say, oh, this is absolutely the turning point. So I'm not saying that, but I feel that it could be. And I haven't even felt that in a while. 888-808-1019. How about Adam down in South Jersey, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's up, Adam?
What's up, Brandon? How you doing, my Brooklyn brother? Hope the family's well.
I am good. Big Adam, what's cooking?
All right, man. So I called to talk about the season, but quick, I just want to make a comment about the pitchers, if you'll allow me.
Yep, go for it.
I think it's as simple, I think you noticed, because you played, it starts all the way at the bottom level. Back when I was a young kid pitching, I was pitching 4 or 5 times a week, full games, you know? So I think pitchers then that ended up becoming professional, their arms were strengthened, and they also weren't making the money they are now, so teams weren't as worried about their investment as they are now.
Yep.
Now, these are millions and millions of dollars of investment, and like any brokerage firm, they're protecting their investment. So that's my simple statement on the pitching. I think when it comes to baseball seasons, the way it's all designed and the way it goes down now, Brandon, I think it's pretty simple. It's become like a basketball game. You know how a basketball game is a game of runs? I think the season has become a season of runs for teams now. Like one of your callers said before, well, other than Milwaukee, who's been the best team? Well, Milwaukee's only been the best team because they've been hot for 2 months now.
Yes, that's
when
true.
When other teams went sour.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You're right.
And I think it's really a matter of who gets hot at the right time when you get to the postseason. It doesn't matter if you're a wild card. Don't matter if you win a division.
Yeah.
If your pitchers get hot, your bats start going, you're going to win. If you're in one of those slumps like the Yankees and Mets were just in for the last 2 months, you're going to fall on your face.
Yeah.
It's simple.
You know, I think you laid out well, Adam, and thanks for the call. I mean, now, here's the thing. I totally agree. You get hot, and then it's, you know, you just go on a roll, and who knows what happened. I mean, the Diamondbacks a couple of years ago, what'd they win, Rami, 83, 84 games in a World Series? So you never know, all right? But I would feel a lot better about, and I think this plagues the Yankees a little bit in a bad way, a little bit more than the Mets. But if the Yankees, because anybody could get hot, so that's obviously on the table. 84, thank you. But the ability to consistently hit situationally, I mean, nobody's going to hit 1,000, but Let's face it, there's a reason why the Yankees lose a lot of extra inning games and don't get bunts down. So I think you've got a greater chance to get hot in October when you hit the ball the other way, you put the ball in play, you got a good bullpen, you got some speed, you catch the baseball. And too many of those variables have been a little too intermittent for my taste for many years for the Yankees. Now, I will be fair, and Boone said this to us, and I don't think he's wrong. All right, I didn't agree with everything he said. I'll get to the Judge stuff as well. But he did say to us yesterday, he's like, listen, I know it seems like it's just us because there's no greater stage. And the day-to-day dissection for New York baseball is off the charts. There's nothing like it. All right, you get a little bit of Fenway up in Boston, a little bit in Philly as well. But there's two fan bases here, 9 million people. It's loud. And he's right, all right? But if you actually then go and look at, you know, whether it's errors or some other advanced stats that would kind of highlight sloppy play, what Aaron was saying was, I mean, we're not quite as bad as you think. And he's right. Now, that doesn't make me feel great because that's not incredibly reassuring. Like, well, we're not as bad as you think with some of that stuff. I want it to be the opposite. No, we're better than you think, you know. That would be some reinforcement. But, you know, it's been a wild, wacky season. And the days of just showing up from a Yankee perspective and bludgeoning people because you got Tex and A-Rod and obviously Jeter and Robbie Cano and Posada and Swisher. I mean, those days are over. Because the other teams are a lot better. Baseball's changed. We know that. So with the change of baseball, it's okay to understand that there's going to be change, more change in how we feel about our teams. And I'm raising my hand. There were now maybe 2000 when the Yankees beat the Mets in the Subway Series. That September, the Yankees were ghastly. I mean, they were, I think they were 7-22. I mean, it was disgusting. I was stunned. I wasn't stunned when they beat the Mets, but I was stunned that they actually wound up being World Series champions. Like, in real time, if you were next to me in 2000, that would have been an interesting conversation 25 years ago with me. Oh, my God. I promise you, I was saying this team's not winning anything. And I was saying that then, coming off a championship in 96, 98, 99. And almost in 97, because that's when Alomar took Mo deep in the playoffs with the Indians and the Yankees, then Indians. So it's just changed a lot. And I don't think we can expect to judge, or we shouldn't judge the team. You know how I want to say it, because you always want to hold them accountable, and we always will. But maybe the wild, wild fluctuations in analysis, maybe we could pull that in a bit. And when I say we, maybe I'm just really talking for myself. You know, maybe you got to learn when you lose three in a row. It's not the end of the world. It's not pleasant, but it doesn't mean the season's a wrap. Let me get Charlie and Bethpage. Charlie, BT and Sal, what's happening?
BT, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Charles?
Listen, I had a good time listening to you and the Boney and with Sal yesterday, but boy, we have a code in Long Island. We don't rattle our friends. Sal from Ronkonkoma giving you up there.
Wow.
The Boney,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, he did. He did. Hey, and by the way, a lot of people beat him to it. I mean, when it's in the New York Post, I'm pretty sure that Aaron Boone knew about it. Talking about the ejection, of course, which I did not deserve. Yes, yes. Sal was a little sideswipe with that.
Without a doubt. But it was very amusing, and thank you.
Yeah.
But let's get to the Mets. I mean, break the news last night. Mets pitcher going 8 innings. I mean, about time I got to see that.
Yeah.
I thought I'd see something on CNN about that. And then finally, the bottom of the lineup, hitting. Everybody was involved last night, and that's the Mets I expected to see this year. You know, Vientos and Beatty and everybody pitching in last night. It can't just be the top four guys. So we need everyone put out. If they play like that, I'm telling you right now, because nothing's better when the New York Mets and the New York Yankees are playing together, and it makes for an exciting city. We all get jumped. We all go after each other. And, you know, listen, we can dream about the city subway series, but there'll be nothing like that. And right now, both teams are playing well, and it's a nice run, but we got to keep it. We cannot go into one of those 13-for-15 losses again.
No. That's the end of the road if that happens. Now, you lose 2 out of 3, That's different. You could quickly stabilize that. If either the Yankees or the Mets go on a pronounced run of bad stuff, that team's not making the playoffs. That's where we're at. Like, the wiggle room's out. The margin for error is shrunk. 888-808-1019, but the point is, I'm starting to feel it in my bones that that's not going to happen, which is a very good thing. All right, coming up, speaking of Boone, Judge, we'll get to that. The skip had to answer some questions yesterday, first from us and then from everybody. We'll get to that. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on the Fan. Sal is off. Tomorrow, the Francesa Open. Me, Sal, and JJ. God, what a crew that is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So I'm golfing yesterday, trying to get some swings in before I embarrass myself tomorrow. And Sal and I, Sal shoots me a text. We start going back and forth. And listen, one thing, I very rarely shut off from work. Like, people sometimes ask me, how do you get ready for a show? How much time do you spend preparing for a show? Honestly, my answer is always. Like, I could see a commercial that might trigger something. I could see a documentary that's got nothing to do with sports. I can hear a song. I could see something at a stoplight in Manhattan. Like, so to me, it's all fertile in terms of material, right? So, but you have to unplug a little bit. Yeah, I don't care who you are. So when I play golf, which is less and less frequent based on the kids' activities, I don't want to be bothered. If my wife needs me, she'll call me. If one of the kids needs me, they'll call me. That's it. I could get to the text later. I don't need to check social media. I don't really care. But Sal texts me, and he's telling me what's going on with the Judge stuff, which I had not known yet. And this goes into our conversation with Aaron Boone, who was on the show yesterday. If you missed it, just go back to the Free Odyssey app, rewind it. It was great. He even took some shots on me getting bounced in that 10U game. Either way, so Boone, thumbnail sketch. Boone expressed what I thought was pretty strong doubt, as to whether or not Aaron Judge would be able to resume throwing normally the rest of the season. Now, I didn't really think that he would be able to get back to max level. I just never thought that. When you have a flexor tendon, you haven't been in the outfield for a couple of weeks, you know, you go for an MRI, you're on the IL. Like, I don't just think it's going to be like, all right, hey, Judge is good. Couple of Motrin, let's go. You know, 95 from right field, let's go. Let's see the hose. You know, let's go. Be Dave Winfield again. Be Clemente. No. The guy's arm is banged up. So what I thought Boone said was made great sense. Like, you know, next year when we're talking about, or even now because he just started his rehab, but when we're talking about Gerrit Cole, and as he resumes and starts to amp up his throwing, and I know that he threw a couple of weeks back, just early stage, not off a mound, early stages, there will be a progression and there will be checkpoints that we will parachute into. All right, you know, he long toss from 60. He's up to 90. He's up to 100. He's on flat ground. He's on a mound. He's just fastballs. All right, here's the secondary stuff. That's how it goes. So when Aaron told us that he's up to 150 feet, and we followed up, you know, is he zipping the ball? Is he doing long toss? Like, it was fairly unclear because I really don't think that Aaron Boone knows. And despite what Aaron Judge said, which I appreciate because that guy's a gamer, there's no way that Aaron Judge can know. Now, he knows better how he feels for sure than Boone or me or you or Sal, obviously. But I don't want to say that I side with Aaron, but I believe Aaron when he says, I think the pushback from Judge is just him being the competitor that he is, which I truly do appreciate and respect. Now, the way it's being framed by some of you troublemakers out there is that, and I've heard this, and I've gotten texts, I've gotten tweets, I've seen it all. How the hell does the manager, how does he not see Aaron Judge throw a baseball? All right, you know what? I kind of thought the same thing. I'd be lying if I said I didn't think the same thing. I got to keep it real. I mean, there was video of him throwing with Stanton. I don't know, was it 149 feet, 153 feet? I don't know, I didn't have the ruler out. But I saw that Aaron Judge had a baseball in his right hand, and he was advancing in a way that was going a spherical object toward his teammate, Giancarlo Stanton. Like, I saw that. And if you want to be, yeah, not even a troublemaker, because I did have a similar thought. I'm like, that is a little peculiar. That's a little odd. How does the manager of the Yankees with his star player, how has he not seen him throw the baseball in 2 weeks? That was a little odd. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, the next thing is the pushback from Judge. I don't think that was like condescending or, Boone doesn't know what he's. I think they've got a great relationship. I really do. Yeah, I think maybe one of the reasons why, you know, Boone gets the extension is because he has a great relationship with Aaron Judge. I don't think that's out of bounds to say that. I don't think Aaron was taking a shot at all. I think that was a guy who's digging in, who, let's face it, is probably a little bit nervous about his current baseball immortality. And the pushback is, okay, I'm fine. Now, the wording seemed a little, not confrontational, a little more direct than Aaron Judge. I mean, we haven't had a Yankee controversy in I feel like it's been years. And to me, that's always been one of the best things about Aaron Boone, and I've always said that. He handles the noise well. He is able to quell concerns or mitigate disaster in terms of PR stuff. Better than anybody, probably that I've seen in a while. From a Yankee perspective, he's very good at that. And I think it's a great asset. Eventually, you got to win a World Series. He knows that. He even told us yesterday, if I don't win, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Come on. What are we, idiots here? You don't get a 20-year job to be the manager of the Yankees. You got to win. And he knows that. I don't think it's a big deal. I just don't. You know, I remember when I had my Tommy John surgery. Again, it's not to compare myself to Aaron Judge, but it's just it's like a bunker mentality where, you know, this was in the mid-90s. This is a million years ago, obviously. And I'm like, I'm not missing a year. There's no way I'm missing a year. I'm going to miss my senior year in college. Not a chance in hell that's happening. And I didn't. And I came back like an idiot after 4 months from full Tommy John. And all these years later, in my early 50s, my elbow throbs every day because of my idiocy. But you know what? As a 22 or 21, whatever I was, year old competitor who knew he wasn't good enough to go pro, you would have had to shoot me or stone me to not let me finish my senior year. And again, it's just a bunker mentality, you know, and I get it. So I don't have an issue with it. I think it got a little bit overblown. And I also do think, just to put the wrap on this, now you guys can bring it up. If you disagree, that's fine. I don't know that my take is universally acceptable for everybody. I'm sure there's some bleep stars out there that want to get it going, and that's fine. But I also thought that Aaron Boone's response after it was perfect. You know, rather than get defensive, yeah, well, you know, I mean, you know, you're not going to win that bad. It's Aaron Judge, all right? You're not going to win that. So what he said was, you know, I probably overstated it, or, you know, along the lines of I probably shouldn't have said that. Own it, man. What did he say exactly, Rom? Something like that.
He still said, though, I don't think it might be 70 to 80. Of course, once he goes out there, yeah, he'll be able to do it, but it might be 70, 80%.
Yeah. Yeah, but the way he was able to deflect it and not keep it going is my point. He owned it. He absorbed it. Took it on the chin a little bit. What happens? Judge hits a home run. That ball was mashed, by the way, right off the hitter's eye. Jeez. And the Yankees crank out 9 home runs, so at least, you know, for a day, disaster averted. But the other thing, too, is, guys, like, this is not the 1970s. Let me give you an example. Let's say this, instead of Aaron Judge, let's say this was Reggie, all right? Billy couldn't stand Reggie, so probably not the best example. But let's just say they had a good relationship. I know it got better when they won the championships, but it was terrible for most of his career, 5 years here. And let's say that Reggie had a flexor tendon. I feel like back in the 70s and the 80s, I'm not saying the trainer wouldn't be involved at all, but I feel like Billy or Lasorda or the Sparky, you know, those old school managers, they would have more eyes on their player, and it would be more like, all right, he looks fine. He could play. He's good. Hey, how do you feel? You good, Reg? All right, we'll get you play tonight. Now it's all medically driven. So, yes, it did strike me as odd when I heard, you know, or when Aaron said that he hasn't seen me throw in 2 months. Like I don't have 2 weeks. I don't understand that part, but it is all on the trainers here. The trainers watch. They do the tests. They do the measurements. They tell the manager, and they go from there, which is also part of the reason why I really think what you heard from Judge is more bunker mentality than reality, because what Boone, even if he didn't see it, I can promise you the interactions with the training staff is going to guide him in his opinion. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, back to the Yanks and Met calls next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.